Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. It's Conroy Show. It's Tuesday. Mark Thompson's with us, man. Look at that. Tim,
come on. Thank you, everyone. Please, you, please have a seat. So cool, Timmy.
We'll talk football in a minute, right? Because I know you're a big football fan.
Sure.
But Dr. Ray Kasheri's with us.
I love that.
Yes.
He used to be on Tuesday nights.
That's right.
He moved to Monday, and so I feel like it's been an estrangement that's been difficult.
I know. But we love having him on. Dr. Ray Kasheri, St. Joe's in Orange. Sir, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, let's try it again. All right, hold on one sec. All right, slow start, right? Dr. Ray Kasheri from St. Joe's in Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, Dr. how are you?
Tim, I'm doing great.
There
How
we
you
go.
Doing?
All right. You know what? I wanted to do it again because my wife and a lot of her friends and my friends, they love to hear you say, I'm doing great. That's the best part of your visit. They like that.
Well, I was hoping the best part might be the information I give, but if that's the best
that's
I got, okay.
No, they tune out for all that crap.
Yeah.
Hey, so Dr. Ray, where are we? Are we dying or are we living?
No, we're in the worst of it here in California.
Right.
But if you look back east, where it hit really hard, I mean, you know, Chicago, New York, New Jersey got hit, you know, a few weeks ago, and they got it tight. And they're coming down. Chicago's down 12%. New York's down 7%.
Okay.
So that's good. We're peaking, and this is precisely what it did in South Africa and the UK and Israel. It peaks fast, and it comes down fast.
Oh, good.
So I think in California we're peaking right now. Although we are actually down in terms of hospital admissions over the weekend, which is thankful. I mean, you know, we were up in the high 130s. Now we're down around 126.
Wow.
And 20 of those are not actual COVID infections. There are people admitted with other things and have COVID. So, and about 70% are unvaccinated. So the unvaccinated is still a problem.
Right. Okay. But doctor, there was a comedian in San Diego that I talked about last week. I think I talked about him yesterday as well. But he was doing stand-up comedy in San Diego. He had not been to San Diego for 2 or 3 years, right? He gets up on stage. He takes his mask off. He looks around. Nobody's wearing a mask, and nobody's wearing a shield. Nobody has gloves on. He looks at the waitresses. They don't have shields, masks, or gloves. And he says, hey, are you guys doing COVID down here? and they all said no. And he goes, I'm glad it's a regional thing.
Yeah, it's regional all over the world.
But isn't that great they're not doing it anymore in San Diego?
Well, you know, they're not doing it so much in Oklahoma either. I was there. And they're not doing it in Texas either, by the way.
And they're not doing it in Oregon. I was in Oregon over the Christmas vacation, and I made reservations to go to a water park, that Wolf Lodge water park, with my daughter and my wife and their cousins. We had about 6, 7, 8 people going. And I spent 2 nights in a water park in the middle of this Omicron. And I didn't even think about it. I mean, nobody up there is even into COVID. They're beyond it.
Well, fortunately, Omicron is a pretty mild disease, and that's wonderful. I mean, you know, compared to Delta, hospitalizations are nothing compared to Delta, and deaths are fortunately very low. But it is very transmissible.
If you're in an elevator with somebody, can they give it to you?
Oh, sure.
But by just being in, can you walk by somebody with it and get it?
No, not so much to walk by, because there's ventilation. The thing about an elevator is you have stagnant air.
Right.
Omicron and stagnant air is bad news, because moving air is good news. But, you know, this Omicron, is, you know, and most of the cases now are Omicron, somewhere between 90 and 98%. So Omicron has really taken over, which, by the way, is good news for us, because it's a fairly mild variant. And that's good.
Right. Is it worth, though, you know, getting it early and getting over it as opposed to trying to avoid it for 3 months and then getting it?
You know, that, people ask me that all the time.
And oh, I see. Okay, so it's just an average question. That's fine. Go ahead.
It's worse than an average question.
No, that's fine.
Question,
that's
actually,
fine. You know what? Let's just get somebody here that calls horse races then. You know, what the hell?
No, you know, I get that asked that all the time. I would not recommend getting over Omicron.
Okay.
I, you know, no chicken pox parties. I mean, no, this is not a good idea because there are some people who have trouble with it. But as you know, I've had it. I got it in Chicago over Christmas.
Ooh.
And I am thrilled to be over it.
Yeah,
do you know, Dr. Ray, I'm sorry, Tim, but do you know exactly who gave it to you over Chicago? It sounds like you went back there for family maybe or something.
I couldn't tell you, but I was...
you could tell us.
I was kind of patient zero for my family, and they all got it, and
oh, no.
They're all fine, thank God.
Do they all blame you?
No, my family's pretty reasonable.
You had a couple of tense weeks, would you say?
I love that response, doctor, because I know a lot of unhealthy families that constantly blame each other when they get colds or flus or you know.
I know, anything. And that doesn't make a whole lot of scientific or social sense.
But doctor, I also heard this, and I read this online twice, so I can confirm it, that the people in the hospital not doing well, 75% of them are unvaccinated with four or more underlying conditions.
Yes, that's true.
That's wild.
Yeah, and that's who hasn't done well this whole time, is people with multiple underlying conditions. There's the occasional outlier of the otherwise healthy young person who gets it, but boy, by and large, if you're under 50, certainly, you're going to do very, very well with this unless you have a lot of comorbid problems. And for the most part, under 60, you're going to do well unless you have comorbid problems. Now, having said that, getting the vaccine is even better because you reduce your likelihood of hospitalization by over 17 times. That's terrific. I mean, you're a betting man. Anytime you can reduce your odds by that kind of quantity, go for it.
By the way, I'd like to clear that up. We're betting men. There's two of us on tonight.
Yeah.
That like to hazard part of our wages on the outcome of certain events.
Yeah. But I would say this, of the three of us, if you'd asked me to wager, I wouldn't have wagered that Dr. Ray would get it before the two of us.
No, I wouldn't either. Dr. Ray's a very careful man, a very honorable
man. Yeah,
would have
lost
man.
On that one, yeah.
And by the way, I was not angry at COVID until you got it, Dr. Ray. Now I hate COVID. F COVID. Hate it.
You get COVID... COVID doesn't have a mind. And, you know, people talk about it like it does. Like, they say things like, well, the virus is outwitting us. No, the virus is not. The virus is multiplying. And as it multiplies, it has mistakes. It makes mistakes. And those mistakes are called variants. And some variants are more transmissible. And when a variant is more transmissible, that variant will survive. Because it's more transmissible. It will infect more people. So Omicron has removed Delta from the scene because Omicron is more transmissible. Now, thankfully, Omicron is also less lethal. So this is actually about the best we can hope for. You know, we don't know what the next variant is going to look like. But so far, the people who have gotten Omicron seem to have immunity to the other variants, to
Ooh.
Delta and Alpha and Beta and so on.
Oh, that's great. All right, can you hold on one sec?
Sure.
All right, hold on one sec. When we come back, I want to ask you a question, though.
Okay.
According to an LA Times writer, a guy named Michael Hiltzik, he said, mocking anti-vaxxers' deaths is necessary. Making fun of the people who die from COVID who did not get vaccinated is a necessary thing to do. I'd like to get your opinion on that. We'll come back.
Give me the news, I gotta
KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Dr. Ray is with us. It's Mark Thompson and Conway. And Dr. Ray Kasheri is back with us. So, doctor, I know you've had a couple minutes to think about it. I feel bad for people like that. I'm not angry at them when they say that mocking anti-vaxxers' death it seems to be necessary. And then later on in the article, it said mocking anti-vaxxers when they die or become sick has become a bit of a sport. If I were to do that, let's say I said, you know, when heartless LA Times reporters die, I would mock them. My boss would say, we don't support that here at KFI. And the next time you take that position might be the last time you take that position on the air. That seems to be the way to handle that.
Well, Tim, that's a very pathetic, uninformed opinion. And, you know, it reminds me of the way we used to treat leprosy or a seizure disorder or diabetes. You know, these people who say things like that are sad. And for some reason, they think they're clever. They're not at all clever. You know, I recommend the vaccine. I am triple vaxxed, as is every member of my family, by the way, all of whom got COVID. But there are legitimate reasons not to get the vaccine. The most obvious is that you've had COVID.
Right.
And, you know, other legitimate reasons are that you have a reaction to the vaccine or you're taking a drug that prevents you from making antibodies. I mean, there are clearly legitimate reasons. So to say something like that is sad and absurd.
You know, I just have to say one thing, though, having read the whole piece, and I know you did as well, Tim, but I just wanted to mention that it focused on this Orange County deputy attorney general, I should say,
right,
who was like a rabid, almost jihadist against the vaccine. And his point was, I'm not saying you have to agree with it, but his point was that it's not just her situation, but the fact that she was affecting so many other lives by calling the vaccine a hoax and by calling the vaccine all of these different things prior to having contracted COVID. So that was his point. It wasn't that everyone who gets should be mocked.
Right. Let me push back a little here. The title of that article should have been "Moxing an Anti-Vaxxer's Death May Be Necessary." But he put
that's what it says.
But it doesn't.
Says mocking anti-vaxxer COVID deaths is ghoulish. Yes, but may be necessary.
Right, but putting an S on deaths makes it more than just about her.
Oh yeah, he started with that, but then he generalized to beyond that. Yeah,
I see. All right. Well, he.
I'm not. I didn't want to argue with you guys. I'm just trying to put it into a context. He was saying that somebody who's out there as a public official who's speaking out against the vaccine is doing a lot of damage to the public beyond the damage they do to themselves. And so when they get it, that's what
Mark,
his point was.
No, that's not acceptable. You cannot mock people because they made a decision that you don't think is right and turned out to be not right for them. You know, what about mocking somebody who gets in their car and decides to drive in the vicinity of a tornado and dies? What about somebody who is obese and gets COVID and dies? You know,
No, but that's a very different, Doc. I'm not, look, I don't want to defend Hiltzik on this, but I'm just saying that it would be the driving analogy is if you got in as DUI, drunk, and then you got into an accident. That would be the equivalent. Again, it's hard for me because I am one of those people who I have trouble saying anything bad about anyone who's passed away, but I think that would be the one. Yeah.
Don't doubt your instincts.
Yeah,
because
you're
that way.
Yeah, you were raised properly.
Right? Absolutely, keep it that way. And to read an article like this and begin to question your instincts, no. be true to yourself, Mark.
All right.
Okay. All right. Like so, any parting thoughts? When is this going to be totally over? Will there, in your opinion, be another strain, or are we done with it after this?
Well, there are thousands of variants, and every time the virus finds a home, there's a chance for another variant. But the good news is this Omicron is just spreading so much that between it and the vaccines, we are going to have herd immunity. Now, the question is, will the next variant be susceptible to the immunity we have? And I kind of think it will. So what's going to happen is we're going to be stuck with Omicron. That's why, you know, folks are finally coming to the realization that we need to live with this. The concept of zero COVID is just nonsense. Even Australia has abandoned it, and New Zealand had the best shot because they have this island country where they can literally keep everybody out, and even they've abandoned the concept. So we're going to learn to live with it, and it's going to hopefully be a much more mild problem than it is right now. And hopefully we won't need to be vaccinated because everybody's going to have antibodies to it and we're going to be just fine with it like we do with the common cold.
Do you see a day that we walk around and we don't see any more masks?
Yes. Yes, I do see that day. Now, I'm not, you know, because of 2.5 years worth of masking and because we have a generation of kids who have worn a mask everywhere they go for their whole life. I mean, think of anybody born 2.5 years ago, you know, they've right. worn a mask all the time. You know, masking is going to be more common, and maybe next year we'll mask for the flu, and maybe we'll mask for something else, but clearly there will be a day that we will be able to walk around and not have to mask every time you go indoors.
Excellent. All right, we really appreciate you coming on, Doctor. I'm glad you got over your illness and you're back up on your feet, and we'll I hope you have the best year of your life.
Yeah, we're rocking, we're rolling here, and you know, actually, I feel kind of relieved.
Good.
I worked all day today. I worked 8 hours, and I saw a whole bunch of patients. And normally, when I would come home like that, I would worry. I'd think, "Oh my God, you know, am I going to give it to my wife? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that?" And you know, now I feel pretty good about things. It's okay.
By the way, are you taking on new patients?
Yes, I do, but you know, I'm in a limited capacity on new patients because I'm so impacted.
I see.
Yeah, I got a lot of folks coming in.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, God bless you, Doctor. Thanks for coming on. Really, always appreciate your time.
See you, Doctor Ray.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Thanks. There he goes, Doctor Ray Kasheri. Wow, wow.
That's really great. I love him, and he's been on Monday night, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, he's really cool. And I apologize. I didn't. If I knew that there was going to be a riff bringing that up between you and him, I would have never done that. You know, because I know that you guys are friends.
No, it was a good conversation. Are you kidding? It wasn't a riff.
I feel bad because anyway. We're all three very good friends, and I didn't like the way that it sounded on the air. I apologize. Right. My fault.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.